Fishing in Cabo, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I've got several buddies who have been talking for months about going to Mexico's Cabo San Lucas with their wives. I thought it was primarily to bathe in the sun and drink some Coronas. Little did I know that a big ocean fishing trip was planned. Here is Shane Jimenez.
It was my very first trip out deep sea fishing. We were in Cabo San Lucas and happened to get lucky and get a boat. We got up early and then we hopped on this 33-foot twin diesel vessel and went out to sea and started out pretty slow, and then once we got out in the water a little ways past the tip of Baja, all of a sudden we saw sailfish, and Gabriel, who was our guide, he essentially tried to bring this thing in with some live bait and just couldn't quite get it. And so all of a sudden the excitement level went up pretty high, and then it got quiet again for a while, and the next thing you know, we're kind of into some Dorado, which is mahi-mahi, and those fish fight pretty good. They're probably 3-4 foot long, real crazy looking fish. We caught 7 of those, and then got slow again and started to feel the sea a little bit. I mean, we had probably 3 or 4 foot swells, and so we were all pretty mellowed out for a little bit there, and then we got into a wahoo, which is a really difficult fish to catch, and the reason why it's difficult to catch is that the teeth are razor sharp, and usually when you catch a wahoo, you don't keep them. You can catch them, but the razor sharp teeth cut the line, so that was kind of a cool deal for us, and that was a, 4 or 5 foot wahoo, and just a great tasting fish.
Which goes well with Corona. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.